now we are also joined by one Abe Gordon, executive producer, super producer of The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, also host of the ATL show, and he's on all the different shows filling in. He was on the Steakhouse. He held down the Steakhouse all week last week, and then the week before that, he actually held it down for Mikey P on the morning shift. So, Abe, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. As you mentioned, I was here with Steakhouse on Thursday, the first open day of practice, so they were practicing alongside the show, so kind of like you guys today. I didn't get an opportunity to see it the other day, so I wanted to come up here today and see what was going on.
Yeah, thanks for being our eyes and ears, by the way.
I was there, baby.
Ding. First things first, are you as low on Happy Gilmore 2 as everybody else seems
no,
to be?
No, and I've found some of the reactions interesting. I've seen some positive and some very negative. I don't know what you expected, man. Like, I think part of the problem is that you expect to have the same comedic mindset as your own.
It's not the same as it was 30 years ago.
Well, we're
comedy's
all different
not
people.
The same.
We're all in a different place than we were 30 years ago.
That's right. That's right.
And so I enjoyed it. I thought it was done very well. Look, what are you looking for, man? It made me laugh a couple of times out loud. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me.
I love to hear it, man.
All right, Abe, I do want to, right off the rip, obviously you were taking everything in, and Mike gave you specific things to look for during practice today.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to any of those things.
It'd be like that. You know, some, the homework, I guess, was optional for Abe Gordon. But anywho, what was your biggest takeaway from practice today, if you had to give me one?
Yeah, I mean, look, I did stay on the offense more so than the defense, although I tried to update Mike as to the secondary. We'll start here with the secondary. There's a lot of rotation in and out. It's very tough to keep track of both the corner opposite AJ, what's going on in the safety roles, who's on first team, who's on second team. I think there's just a lot of interchangeable pieces, especially when you're in nickel, Mike. I mean, it's not that unexpected. Fuller and Helms and Bowman and Watts. There's just a lot of people who could play in a variety of formations, a variety of roles. So from the defensive side, I certainly noticed that. It was a good day for Michael Penix. And I know you want to look at the statistics of training camp practices.
No, I'm good.
I get that. Neither do I, Mike. But it wasn't great yesterday. Today was a big bounce back. They just closed out practice with a red zone drill. Three touchdowns from Penix in the red zone. Ray McLeod, Drake London, and Chris Blair with a nice, we'll call it a fade. So it was a good day for Michael Penix. I was chatting with Maria Martin, keeping an eye on the snaps. Keeping an eye on Nuzel a little bit. There were some questions about what's going on there. A little bit low at times. But other right. than that, Ray McLeod, I think, also had a nice day. You were asking and looking at who's going to be there with Mooney out. Ray McLeod, I think, stepped into that role a lot more today, depending on formation. You did see a little bit of Kadarryl Hodge as well, but Ray McLeod looked very impactful today.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that. And look, I think there's so many things. I agree with you about the secondary. From what I've seen so far, it's like, hey, we're going to give everybody an opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's see who steps up to the challenge. Let's see who makes plays.
And there are two locks, right?
Right.
It's AJ and Jesse Bates.
Correct.
Everything else is kind of up there.
Everything else is up there. And I think a lot of that, to be honest, if everything's even, it'll be who can contribute on special teams as well that can kind of lend itself to that. I also want to talk a little bit about some of the pieces up front. And I know that I was putting you to task of, hey, what are they starting? Is it 3-4, 4-3? Who's blitzing? You said a little bit more blitz heavy today. And Dylan and I started talking off the show about how they were blitz happy yesterday to an extent from reports. But in training camp, it's both sides adjust, right? You have one guy that will come out. They won't blitz on day one. Then all of a sudden the defense puts in their blitzes. They install their blitzes on day two. And then day three of practice, the offense kind of rebounds and says, all right, here's how we're going to pick up this blitz. Here's how we're going to pick up that blitz. What did you see in terms of the blitzers? Who was in the backfield today making an impact, getting through the offensive line and putting hands on the quarterback?
Well, from a positional standpoint, it was the linebackers to me. They were coming through both around the end and through the middle as well. And look, if you're going to sit here and say you got a quarterback in Michael Penix, who's QB1, that's got three games, I'm throwing everything at him now so he doesn't see something week 1, week 2 that he hasn't planned and prepared for in practice. So, and that's part of the task, especially when you're talking about your second team defense going against your first team offense, preparing these guys for what they're going to see week 1. Yeah, I'm going to blitz a lot to make sure this guy's ready for when teams do blitz him. I do think it was very quick. First read's not there. Second read has to be there. And today it was. I also think you saw a number of dump-offs intelligently to Bajan as well. So Penix is dealing with the blitz, getting the ball out of his hand quickly. I think that's good. But there were one or two occasions where the blitz got through, either to blow up a handoff in the hole or to get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Abe, it is Abe Gordon, by the way, joining us, super producer for the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, and also host of the ATL Show, and a great feeling on all the other stations, all the other shows when he is needed. I do want to stick with the defense here for a second. When you were just talking about the blitzes, and when you're talking about them coming up the middle, were you noticing, as far as Kaden Ellis goes, is he a guy that, from what you've seen so far, is he going to be a guy that you think could be blitzing on a regular basis as far as out of that linebacker spot?
Yeah, he was certainly one of the guys that they were sending. And again, we talk about the secondary. The linebackers had a lot of movement in them as well. Bertrand and Diablo and Kaden, they were all involved rotating. So, I think Kaden Ellis is going to be used. And we've seen it at times, too. Like, that's part of the reason you brought him over from New Orleans. He had 5.5 sacks, and Terry Fontenot looks at this guy and says, we use him right, we can do more. You combine that, Mike, with Jeff Ulbrich and what he likes to do, it seems like a perfect fit. He was definitely used in that manner today.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I get excited about what Jeff Ulbrich's going to do. And I think that's such a training camp thing. You fall in love with coordinators during training camp because you're like, oh, man, the possibilities are endless. And you don't have pads on today, so they start blitzing. It's like the offensive line's not going to pick up an A-gap blitzer under the chin. You know, Jeff Ulbrich's going to send those guys, and you'll react, and you'll get Penix to go to slide protections and things like that. Look, I want to talk about Drake London. There was reports yesterday that he had a little bit of a tough day. I know he threw his helmet at one point, had a couple drops, a fumble. Drake London's day today. You mentioned Michael Penix had a good day. I would have to think that led to Drake London doing the same thing as well.
Yeah, I didn't know about those reports until later in practice. I was talking with some of the other media members, and they said it's not only did Penix bounce back, quote unquote, with whatever, but they said Drake bounced back as well today. And again, I mentioned in the red zone he had a touchdown and a couple of other plays here and there. I didn't notice anything that would make me look and say that he had a bad day. And I think that's probably good news. If anything, I think Bajan had a drop or two, but not all of them were perfect throws, great throws, and you're not asking these guys to speed up to catch an overthrow, all that stuff. But I think Drake had a good day, and again, in the red zone, he 5 yards cuts in on a slant, Mike, and the body, forget the separation he created. I didn't get a look at who the DB was, but forget the separation, which was there. But the body itself, he gets the body. We know this basketball guy. He puts his body between the ball and the man and made a nice, easy touchdown for Michael Penix on that one.
Wow. I'm glad you brought that up because we're going to have to kick you off the headset. It looks like you're being bodied to a different
direction. Make sure you report the fights I gave you.